Good afternoon. The NATO Secretary General and the President of Albania will make short statements and take questions. Secretary General.
President Nishani, very much welcome to NATO headquarters. It's great to have you here and great to see you again. We last met in Tirana not so many months ago, and it's really an opportunity I appreciate very much to be able to further strengthen our relationship and expand our cooperation. I am very grateful for Albania's strong commitment to our alliance and your contributions to NATO missions and operations. I welcome your continued contributions to our missions in Afghanistan and in Kosovo. You also provide strong support for our partners, including contributions to our trust funds for Ukraine, helping with cyber defense and military career transition. And Albania plays an important role in the fight against ISIL, contributing equipment and special forces trainers to Iraq. All of this is just some few examples of how you are playing a key role in helping NATO deliver on its different commitments. Albania also helps build stability closer to home by promoting cooperation throughout the Western Balkans. You are a strong advocate for NATO's open door policy and for integrating your neighbors into the Euro-Atlantic family. Next month, we will take an important step with the signature of the accession protocol for Montenegro, and then Montenegro has made yet another important step towards full membership. Once all allies have ratified the protocol, Montenegro will become the 29th member of the NATO alliance. Albania's political and practical efforts to help keep NATO strong as we face the most challenging security environment in a generation is something we appreciate very much. Our alliance is responding to the new security environment. Today, we discussed how far we have come and what we still have to do. At the Warsaw Summit in July, we will enhance our forward presence in the eastern part of our alliance. We will make progress on key capabilities like NATO's ballistic missile defense and our surveillance drone program. And we will also step up our support for partners in the east and in the south. To the east, we will help Ukraine and Georgia and Moldova strengthen their defenses and run transparent, effective security ministries. To the south, we are training Iraqi officers and supporting Jordan and Tunisia. But NATO can do more, because in fighting terrorist groups like ISIL, building our partners' capacity is one of the best weapons we have. 21st century challenges require 21st century defense. So I really appreciate that Albania has decided to increase defense spending this year. And I encourage you to continue to do so and to continue to increase your investments in defense. This will help keep the people of Albania safe and help keep NATO strong. So, President, thank you again for coming here, and thank you for excellent discussions and for being here at NATO headquarters.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. This is the second visit to NATO's headquarters during my presidential mandate, and it was a pleasure meeting with you again just a few months after your such important meeting that took place in Tirana, in Albania, during your visit in December 2015. Today's meeting provided me the opportunity to once again express the gratitude on behalf of all Albanians for the multidimensional support given by NATO's authorities and member countries to Albania during and after our accession, as well as to talk and discuss with NATO Secretary General various issues of interest for Albania and for the Alliance as well. Surely, one of the main topics of our conversation was the upcoming Warsaw Summit, on which we exchanged views about the critical moment when this particular summit will take place, and on the expectations in the framework of facing the threats and challenges in the southern and eastern borders of the Alliance, and the danger arising from terrorism and violent extremism. I assure the Secretary General that Albania will support every initiative and effort of the Alliance to modernize and adapt to changes in the security environment, and also expressed the confidence that the Warsaw Summit will provide long-term solutions, especially in the capacities development plan. But of course, capacity development and the implementation and meeting of the Alliance ambitions cannot be possible and achieved without a serious commitment and fulfillment of the financial commitments by all its member countries, including Albania. In this regard, I stress that Albania, following the world's commitments, will continue the trend of increasing its defense budget until fulfilling and meeting its commitments. I also express the total support to the continuation of NATO's open doors policy, confirming Albanian support to the admission of Montenegro and Macedonia in the Alliance, serving the best interest of strengthening peace and security in Southeast Europe and the Western Balkans region. Regional cooperation and refugee crisis took a special part in our conversation as well. I pointed out and stressed that Albania is determined to continue its good neighborly and understanding policy, and that it will provide all the necessary contribution to overcome the refugee crisis in the framework of a European coordinated solution and proportionally to its options and capabilities. Mr. Secretary General, thank you for the hospitality and the time you made available, and please rest assured about my support regarding the preparation of the Warsaw Summit and the Albanian contribution on that. Thank you very much.
A few questions now. ABC Albania, please.
Yes, Sari Sezuka, question to Secretary General. Secretary General, Albania is not a big country, but Albania's human contribution has been highly appreciated in important missions of NATO, like in Afghanistan, in Iraq, the courage to face high risk and openness to the locals. But right now, NATO, together with EU, are facing important challenges like terrorism, and I really wanted to know, how do you see the role of Albania in counterterrorism? What are your expectations in that? And second, if I may, I know that NATO is preparing for the transformation of the operation in the Mediterranean Sea. If you could develop a little bit, what kind of transformation NATO can do in the Mediterranean in order to counter the migration crisis? And for the president of Albania, on the regional cooperation, what is the added value that Albania can bring to allies in order to help reinforcing the security forces in Kosovo, and also assuring that Montenegro and Macedonia can be a full member in the future. Thank you.
The president and I spent quite a lot of time during our meeting discussing how we can enhance and reinforce our joint efforts to fight terrorism. We addressed the challenges related to foreign fighters, especially the return of foreign fighters. And Albania has already done a lot to address those risks and those challenges, and I welcome Albania for doing so. We underlined the importance of improving the ways we are sharing intelligence. It is important that we enhance both the collection of intelligence, but also, of course, sharing intelligence between NATO allies. And this is something we have been working on for quite some time. We have seen results, but we have to stay vigilant and we have to continue to adapt the way we work related to intelligence. Then I think that the main message is that we have to also stay united as an alliance when we address the root causes and to work together on how we can stabilize our neighborhood, the countries which are suffering from violence, turmoil, Iraq, Syria, North Africa. Of course, NATO cannot do this alone. We are working with other nations, we are working with the European Union and others, but we are constantly addressing how we can project stability beyond our borders, not by going into big military combat operations, but by building local capacity, as we now do in Iraq, when we train Iraqi officers, helping them to stabilize their own country. We also work with Jordan, with Tunisia, and other countries. So that's, in a way, an important part of also our fight against terrorism. Let me also briefly add that Afghanistan has been our biggest military operation ever. And Afghanistan, the reason why we are there, and also with forces from Kosovo, is to fight terrorism, is to prevent that Afghanistan once again becomes a safe haven for international terrorism. And it was a direct response on the terrorist attack on the United States 9/11. When it comes to our maritime presence in the Mediterranean and the Aegean, first of all, I think what we have seen in the Aegean is that NATO contributes in a very useful way to the efforts of the European Union, of Greece and Turkey to cope with the migrant and refugee crisis. We conduct surveillance, monitoring, we gather information, and then we share this information real time with the Greek, with the Turkish Coast Guard, and also with the EU border agency Frontex. And we see how they take action upon the information they have received from NATO ships in the Aegean. Add to that that just the presence of NATO ships creates an additional platform for enhanced cooperation between the European Union and NATO, and also between Turkey and Greece, Turkey and the European Union. So, for instance, I visited the German flagship in the Aegean, and on that flagship there was a naval officer from Turkey and a naval officer from Greece working together, and this is important in itself. We are now in the process of transforming our naval operation active endeavor, which was actually established after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. We are now in the process of transforming that into a broader maritime security operation. And the details are not yet decided, but in principle, such a broader maritime security operation can do many different tasks, like situational awareness, like uphold freedom of navigation, conduct interdiction tasks, support maritime counterterrorism, and contribute to capacity building. So we are now in the process of doing exactly that, transforming the active endeavor into a broader maritime security operation. And we are in dialogue with the European Union, with Italy and other EU members on how NATO can support, assist, help the efforts of the European Union. We already do that in the Aegean Sea, and then we are considering what more we can do in other parts of the Mediterranean. That was a very short answer to a very precise question.
Okay. Thanks. Regional cooperation. Regional cooperation is one of the main priorities of foreign policy of Albania. And we are proud that it has been confirmed clearly by all our partners, the contribution that Albania has given and is offering in the region for providing good neighboring relations, good understanding among us, and presenting and promoting as the best values the dialogue and communication among us, and focusing on the Euro-Atlantic integration processes, which are best way for all nations and the countries in our region. Albania support the open door policy of the NATO. We welcomed the last decision about Montenegro. We support the will and the efforts of Macedonia to be part of this alliance. And we appreciate and we see as a very good contribution that the cooperation between NATO and Kosovo to go maybe in higher standards of this status that they have in their own contribution, not just for serving the internal situation in Kosovo, but also for providing more guarantee for peace and stability in the region. We have been provided the greatest messages that NATO represent as an alliance. Making peace, providing peace, and serving freedom. So that's are the best values that alliance provide, and Albania is proud to be part of this contribution, even in regional cooperation, regional level.
Albanian public TV, please.
Okay, I have a question for Secretary General. Is it foreseen a greater contribution of Albania and NATO? And if it yes, how can it be outlined?
The answer is yes. Because I expect Albania to make good on the promise we all made at our last summit with heads of state and government in Wales in 2014 to increase defense spending. And I welcome the decision of the Albanian government to increase defense spending in 2016. But still, there is a way to go to reach the guideline of 2%, spend 2% of GDP on defense. And of course, by increasing defense spending in Albania, you are making the defense, the armed forces of Albania stronger. But by doing so, you're also making NATO stronger. And so my main message is that we all have to invest more in our collective security in times where we see that we live in a more dangerous world. And Albania has some key capabilities. You have some experience, you have some capacities which are of great importance for the alliance. But I would like to see more Albania in NATO. And therefore, I expect and looking forward to Albania investing even more in defense in the coming years.
Thank you very much. I think we have no more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.